Nicely with Martin Bester.
Just saying things that take long. What was that? How long did that thing take in the news?
The treasure hunt, 31 years.
31 years. Mm.
Yeah. Mm. Like if parents sit at these school events, it must feel similar.
Morning, Martin. Was jy al by 'n level 1 meisies gimnastiek event?
Yes.
En hulle speel daai dingetjie oor en oor en oor en daar is honderde. In yourself,
can you relate, Paula?
Yes, I've got one on level 1 right now as we speak, and one on level 4, and they still use the same song.
How
hateful. Jacques Villiers, baie baie welkom terug en dankie dat jy ingekom het. Goeiemôre.
Baie dankie. Ek's beter as ek. Ek het twee dogters wat reeds deur daai gimnastiek was en daai liedjie wat oor en oor speel. En dan moet jy hom twee sessies na mekaar ook doen 'n dag.
So, yeah, because you have to support both.
Yeah. Yeah, but obviously I loved it.
But you have to prepare yourself for that one moment when they ask you, and how was it?
Yeah.
And I'm
okay
with it.
Amazing.
Well done. Well done, baby.
Look how quick he was. Amazing. Yeah. That's amazing. Jean, hoe gaat het met die familie? Hoe gaat het met allemaal?
Ja, nee, baie goed. Ja, het lekker om je boer in Gauteng te wees. Maar ja, kinders, je weet, ik denk nou terug. My oudste dogter gaan al hoërskool toe volgende jaar en hoe hulle, jy weet, daai twee kies deur die gimnastiek gegaan het, level 1 en al daai goed, ja, it happens quickly, maar ja, is maar die fases in jou lewe waardeur jy gaan, en ek moet sê, ek is in a great stadium in my lewe nou, en die kinders, ja, dis ongelooflik, het bly maar blessing.
I think that's probably also what we expect some of the speakers to speak about at the Mancosa Jacaranda FM Business Breakfast, is about the phases that you go through in life. I think business is the same. You've got a new sales high, and then what happens next, you know, and how do you allow it to affect you? You must have stories to tell to that.
Yeah, I'm a little bit thrown off because I've got the weather report in front of me on the computer screen. So I don't know if you want me to go through that.
But both will make you feel.
It makes me feel a bit cloudy this morning. But no, you know, with business, and especially as a former rugby player, you know, you transition into something totally new. Everything you used to, you know, now suddenly changes. And it takes a bit of adapting. It takes some time. It takes support to get through it. But it, you know, in my case, it's been 8 years now since I retired from professional rugby, and it's a great challenge as well. You know, for your family to move with you through it as well, and you look back and then you're kind of proud on what you have achieved. Not saying that you're successful at all, but you're kind of chasing that. So it's always exciting, and you know, I'm always one to take up an opportunity and a challenge.
Yeah, you start playing, you join Citadel Capital. What a massive change in environment. Was it difficult to adapt to that?
It was extremely difficult. So I was lucky in a sense, I suppose, where I built up relationships and I...
whilst you were playing?
Whilst I was playing, And not knowing, you know, what those relationships will mean for you in the future. And then luckily I stopped playing, started at Citadel Wealth Management, and initially it was like a six-month trial period. And after that I got... I got full-time employment and also during the same period started with SuperSport. You know, when you were still there, that's why I joined SuperSport back then, you know.
That's why I've just left.
Yeah. Wow. So you kind of had one foot in the door still with the rugby, but then learning on the other side. And I always tell people, you know, even though I'm not in the... in the fund management and asset management part, or the advisory part, you know, I used to sit in these meetings, and it would be 6 hour sessions talking about the markets and the currency and all of that, and 90% of what is said went straight over my head, and I would make notes and just all the abbreviations, you know, and then later that day go Google it and see what that actually means, you know, and so you learn. But it was cool.
You can only be that prepared in life anyway. It's the same with the rugby game. Yeah. You can just make sure that you've covered the basics and then some, and then take it as it comes. Isn't it the same in business as well? you can't predict wars and things and changes in the universe. You'll drive yourself insane.
I think the fact that sometimes you need to acknowledge you don't know what you don't know. You know, I think it's when we sometimes think we know everything and you've got a solution for everything, then you make mistakes. Where sometimes you just need to say, well, I don't know, and ask for help and get someone that can actually help you. You know, in rugby it's the same, and in sport it's actually so many things that you can, that I've learned through sport, that you can apply in everyday life, that you can apply in business, that's very relevant. So you know, for me back then, it was being able to ask the right people, knowing who to listen to and who not to listen to as well.
That's a big thing in life.
Yeah,
in any career, in any business, walking through the doors this morning is the same thing. A guy that seems to know everything is Russie at the moment. He seems to know a lot.
The only thing we don't know is what's going on in his head.
Yeah, no one knows.
By looking at him, you sometimes get the idea. Is he really thinking about rugby right now? No, I'm kidding. I'm seriously kidding. But listen, net so blij nu het. Het is een goede tijd voor ons. That, but it's baie pressure op julle, op Springbok rugby spelers. It's almost like, you know, you carry more pressure and responsibility and accountability for our joy in this country than necessary. How does that play with your mental health? Because you can't make a mistake. Ask Marnie.
Yep, it's a good question because, you know, you're 100% right. I think the box give us so much joy.
Sure.
And we've seen that now, you know, throughout the last number of years. It really is amazing what they've done. And, you know, I've mentioned it before. I think this is the best generation of South African rugby that we've ever seen. The reality is that you will make mistakes along the way. The reality is that sometimes you will lose. And that's tough as well, especially now with social media. You are constantly... Look, the highs are amazing. It's amazing to go onto social media and people telling you how good you are, etc., etc. Unfortunately, you have to be able to face the same when it's not going well. And you need to know that the critics will be out and they're waiting for you to make a mistake as well. So it's how you deal with that and being able to know that it is coming, because that is definitely a given. And I think the support that we've seen, you know, taking Marnie as an example, you know, for that environment to understand that, yes, he made a mistake, as we all do, but it's not the end of the world, and we're going to give you another opportunity. And I think getting another opportunity is something that doesn't always happen in life, and he was able to take it and grab it with both hands and look at that performance last weekend.
Imagine the temperament.
Yeah.
And I don't want to make too much of it, but seriously, it's just, for me, it's such a beautiful lesson, teachable moment.
Coming back.
For kids... Adults, let me imagine that. Most people would have said, listen,
I don't want to do this.
Just take all the pressure.
One of the reasons I really respect this man is he knows all about that. Bouncing back. And I was there 2007, Parc des Princes, Springboks against Samoa. First, 4 minutes?
No, well, it was 4 minutes into the second half. You know, I made it to the second
half. Okay, fine. And then your bicep was sort of severed or ruptured or whatever it is. Start first match of the World Cup, that would have been disappointing. But to come back and then eventually become Springbok captain after that takes a lot, John.
Yeah, look, I mean, I've got my story and I've got my setbacks in life and certainly in my rugby career. A lot of it came in the shape of injuries. But, you know, I ended up playing 109 test matches for South Africa, you know, and if you had asked me at the age of 5, 6, 7, you know, you would say I would play for South Africa. I would just take it. One test match is enough.
Yeah.
You know, so I can honestly look back and know that, yes, I had many setbacks and, yes, extreme disappointments, especially when it came to World Cups. But, but the package as a whole, and I'm still of the view that the injuries that I had made me a better player, but certainly a better person at the end of the day. And I think the ability to learn through it and the ability to eventually get better at dealing with adversity, you know, that just makes you a stronger person. So, yeah, it was bad. And certainly during that time, you don't know how you're going to get through it. But yeah, now I can laugh at some of the things that happened.
The last question is the impossible question. Who's the greatest Springbok of all time? In the professional modern era.
He only played a little bit in the professional era.
Oh, I know what you're going to say. Hang on.
Yes. Yes, oh, you do know.
Well, I like you more now. Because you're such a stalker.
Yeah. Donnie Kerber.
Yeah.
You're thinking of someone else.
Not as good, Donnie.
No, I'm joking.
I guess a great fan. But Donnie Kerber, yes, sir. This might, from my side of town, it's most opia.
No, look, Nas put them, I'm definitely Davia. The manier wat hy games kon wen op sy eie, I mean, amazing, you know. Yes, amateur era and a little bit in the professional, but Donnie Gerber to me was just like ahead of his time. I think the greatest player ever to play for South Africa, and just such a pity that the rest of the world couldn't see more of him because he was phenomenal.
I have a question. So out of this rugby team right now, who do you think is going to be the next rising star and the young ones that are literally spending time in the...
It's so difficult because, you know, who's still young? I lose track of these guys because I still see Eben and Sia and Fox and Dwayne and Billy as the youngsters coming through when I was captain. You know, now I see these amazing world icons. And honestly, I told Eben, you know, before the game last weekend as well, I said, you know, I still look at them like I look at my son. You know, the growth and how proud you are just to see how they've developed. And so I suppose they're not in contention for the youngsters anymore. I think Sasha has kind of shown what he can do. He's got a fantastic skill set. You know, being able to deal with the pressure has been amazing. So, you know, now it's just being able to keep a steady head on your shoulders and you've got the opportunity, you know, and get through it.
And don't lie to the coach.
That's never a good idea.
Don't withhold any information about an injury.
Yeah, don't lie. And eat your vegetables.
Yeah, you did all the time.
John de Villiers, so good to see you. Bye, dankie jy by ons. Mancosa, Jack Aranda, FM Business Breakfast for Oggend Praat. Alles van die beste, liefde vir die familie. Sterkte met die Stormers. Ag, al die lekker dinge. kom bietjie loftes toe vir die stadion. Kom join us for a game.
Ek is baie daar op loftes, so dis baie lekker om te wees en go Bulle.
John de Villiers in die huis. You're with your own family. Breakfast with Martin Bester.